everybody. Welcome to the Reality Camp. I'm your host, Stacey Canfield. So happy to have you here. Another spectacular show lined up. I think last week we had our 1 year anniversary of a show. I guess we outlive CNN Plus. We're bigger, better than them. This week's show, space aliens? Yes, space aliens could be a major topic of discussion. So let me just say, if the Reality Camp were to travel to an alternate dimension in an alternate universe and ran into someone else doing another parallel Reality Camp, we would definitely fight to the death. And both of us would be number one and winning in our time segment. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this message.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hey guys, Braden Sorbo here. Make sure to stay tuned and keep watching Brighteon because there's some pretty cool stuff coming up. Myself specifically. If you want to see more of me, go to sorbostudios.com.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Here we are in Nashville right now, indeed, at Brighteon Live TV. This is the place you want to be for censorship-free TV. And my pal,
Christine Hutcherson, Women Fighting for America on the front lines. I am so thrilled about Brighteon TV in a world where truth really still matters right here on Brighteon TV. Catch it live and on all of our shows.
Tune in. Don't be late. 8 o'clock right now.
Sundays, 1 to 2 p.m. on the front lines with Christine Hutcherson.
It's time to get real on the Reality Camp with your host, Stacey Canfield.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Reality Camp on the Brighteon TV, Brighteon Radio Networks. So happy you're all here. Man, I'm telling you, the show, good stuff. Some stuff, we're going to lead off with the lead story. Because other people, even Tucker Carlson, and we'll tell you about some numbers on Tucker that are just earth-shaking on Tucker and how he's killing Fox and Fox is dying itself. Man, just a terrible, terrible death. But he buried the lead about what he says should have been the lead. Tucker, tell us what should be the lead.
By this point, it's possible that American citizens are the least informed people in the world. Your average yak herder in Tajikistan knows who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. It's obvious. Does he think some skinny dude in a dress is actually a girl? Come on. That idea would never occur to him. You've got to be lied to at full volume over a period of years in order to reach conclusions like that. And of course, we have been. The media lie. They do. But mostly they just ignore the stories that matter. What's happened to the hundreds of billions of US dollars we've sent to Ukraine? No clue. Who organized those BLM riots 3 years ago? No one's gotten to the bottom of that. What exactly happened on 9/11? Well, it's still classified. How did Jeffrey Epstein make all that money? How did he die? How about JFK? And so endlessly on. Not only are the media not interested in any of this, they are actively hostile to anybody who is. In journalism, curiosity is the gravest crime. Yesterday, for example, a former Air Force officer who worked for years in military intelligence came forward as a whistleblower to reveal that the US government has physical evidence of crashed non-human-made aircraft, as well as the bodies of the pilots who flew those aircraft. The Pentagon has spent decades studying these otherworldly remains in order to build more technologically advanced weapon systems. Okay, that's what the former intel officer revealed, and it was clear he was telling the truth. In other words, UFOs are actually real, and apparently so is extraterrestrial life. Now we know. In a normal country, this news would qualify as a bombshell, the story of the millennium. But in our country, it doesn't. The whistleblower's account ran on a technology website called The Debrief, which you've probably never heard of. The Washington Post had that story, but decided not to run it. The New York Times, meanwhile, just pretended it never happened. On the front page of the New York Times website this morning, there were five stories about Ukraine, as well as four stories apiece about Donald Trump, trans people, and climate change, the usual lineup. There was nothing at all about how an alien species is flying hypersonic aircraft over our cities. Not one word. So if you're wondering why our country seems so dysfunctional, this is a big part of the reason. Nobody knows what's happening. A small group of people control access to all relevant information, and the rest of us don't know. We're allowed to yap all we want about racism, but go ahead and talk about something that really matters and see what happens. If you keep it up, they'll make you be quiet. Trust us. That's how they maintain control.
Okay, Tucker. You know, fine. Space aliens should be the lead. But you talked about it second. Actually, you talked about Ukraine and Zelensky and all this other stuff. If that's the lead, it's the lead. Lead off with it. We're leading with it here at the Reality Camp because I agree. It is huge. We have insider information. We have videos that no one else has seen. I believe we have some inside track stuff that people are just hearing about. Now, people have been talking about space aliens since, I can't remember, the Spock was talking about space aliens on In Search Of or whatever his little TV show was. That was pretty good. They talked about stuff, Area 54 out in Nevada in the desert and the crash out there. People talk about that. Pretty regular. They've had videos of space aliens, this, that, all this stuff for years and years and years. A couple things I got to say. Since now everybody has a camera and it's 24 hours like this everywhere, not as many videos of spacemen, space aliens, and spaceships flying as you thought you would catch. You thought if everybody had a camera on their phone, that we'd like, oh, there's Bigfoot in the background. Or, oh, look at the space aliens. The spaceship's out there in the spaceship. Maybe it's because they're only looking at it and they're not looking up at the skies. But you would think there'd be more. But what we're having is actual proof coming forward from the federal government saying that they have space alien life forms that they've been experimenting on, doing weapons testing on. I think that's pretty significant. Trying to reverse engineer what we have or what the aliens did in their spacecraft and make our spacecraft like their spacecraft. Now, let's look. I think we have some early videos of that space crash and where they got the space aliens. I think that has not yet been leaked. We will be the first people breaking it. I have seen this. I researched it. It's thorough. It's there. All the proof you need. Let's run that video.
sleep at night.
I don't know. What's the matter with Elliot?
Have you noticed any surface sweating?
No.
Has it lost any hair?
He never had any hair.
Are the children all right?
Did it ever build anything or write anything down?
Yes, that's where the federal government actually came in and took the space alien, still alive. A lot of people don't realize still alive is the key part. Because, and I think it's possibly a shapeshifter, space alien type thing. Because I've seen some more video footage. Actually, there have been people who have been picking them out. I think there is some video of some of the people who have been, let's just say, enhanced, and a lot of people's vision of these space aliens, they've been out there. I'm just going to say, they've been out there. I think they may even be amongst us.
America, fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism. There are no limits.
It figures it would be something like this.
Our nation, our ideals, a vision.
Excuse me.
We don't want to just survive.
You know, you look like your head fell on the cheese dip back in 1957.
But the question is, what is the federal government going to do about it? What are they going to do? Now, you could make the suggestion, the possibility that the federal government is actually doing something about it. You could say possibly the COVID breakout was really just a test to see what diseases we could use out there. If you remember back to War of the Worlds, what was it that killed the space aliens? It was not rockets. It was not tanks. It was not cannons. It was not, nuclear weapons. I don't know if they used nuclear weapons in War of the Worlds, but they tried everything to shoot and kill the aliens. Very little worked, had very little success, but it was the common germs that did. Now, possibly that's what COVID is doing. Maybe they're doing testing to see what could be out there for humans to look out for if brought by space aliens or who knows what, and trying to build an immunity for us, or what possibly they may not be immune to. They say they're building weapons. I take them at their word. But once again, we're talking the federal government. If I knew the federal government, matter of fact, I think I've seen something. The federal government, if I gave the federal government an alien spacecraft, hyper supersonic intergalactic spacecraft, and said reverse engineer this, if I gave them a billion zillion dollars and 20 years to do it, I have a pretty good idea of what they would probably come up with. To give Tucker a lot of credit. I think some of this stuff is really brilliant. And he's right. And I hope he keeps going with stuff and keeps on presenting stuff that, you know, mainstream media don't really get to see. It's a little bit fringy. It's a little bit kooky sometimes. But that's okay. I'm fine with it, honestly. So is the show. We're having a lot of fun with it. But the numbers he's putting out, they are huge. What is going on with this? What is going on? Before, there used to be three stations, CBS, NBC, ABC, you want to throw in PBS in there, maybe okay. I mean, my TV had four. It was like the old turn knob things. I'm sure a lot of you probably had one too. There were like four channels and nothing, you know, at like midnight or something like 1 o'clock in the morning after, 1 o'clock, 1:30 after Carson was done. You had like the little test pattern with the Indian on. We had an Indian on ours. Native American, whatever you want to call it. They got rid of that. They did the national anthem, and that was it. You had your three stations, that is it. Now you got 100 stations, 1,000 stations. There's probably 1,000 stations. course, Brightheon should be number one on your list. We should be way up there. No question about it. You should always be tuning into us first. But there's a thousand different options. There's a thousand different podcasts. And the numbers that are being put out now on Twitter are astronomical. They're just killing natural TV, normal TV, traditional TV, the traditional media. Tucker's has got 90 million views on something he put out a couple days ago. Let me say that again. 90 million views. Now, how big is that? How big is 90? Well, obviously it's 90 million, but comparatively, how big is that? Fox News, the same night, did 2 million views. 2 million. Now, how is it Fox News, number one name in cable news, for traditionally, at least until they lost Tucker, was doing 2.5 million views a night? How is it Tucker can just change platforms and his viewership goes up 45 times? What's going on with the mainstream media? Everybody talks about, well, did you see this on cable? Did you see that on cable? There's nothing there. That's nothing anymore. It is nothing, nothing, nothing. NBC, ABC, CBS, their numbers mean nothing. If you're talking a global reach, a global touching of audience, nothing. I'll give you another example. I'm just going to say Tucker, one show, talks about space aliens blowing up a dam. Not space aliens didn't blow up the dam, but Ukrainians, his theory is the Ukrainians blew up a dam and the Nord Stream pipeline. A lot of people said it was the Americans and Joe Biden who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. We don't really know for clear sure. He says it was the Ukrainians. That's fine. I'm not going to argue with him about that. But he got 90 million views on one show. Let's run down some other little numbers here. These are just numbers from the last week. CNN did 622,000 views. Now, everybody talks about CNN and what CNN is doing, what CNN is doing. And a lot of times we're talking about how bad their numbers are. But why are they even in the conversation? If you've got one guy doing 90 million views and another guy doing 622,000 views, which is a lot of views, but in the grand scheme of things, it's nothing. It's zero. It's not even on the scale of scales. It's like, here's the other guy. The other guy's not here. Maybe down here. No. I mean, down at the floor somewhere. It's crazy. The numbers aren't even comparable. So why does everybody talk about what's happening on CNN, what's reported on CNN? It's ridiculous. Okay, Fox News, they're doing 2 million. Okay, you're doing 1/45th of what Tucker did. Possibly among the most Bud Light-ish decisions of all time, getting rid of Tucker Carlson on Fox News, and your numbers drop down. Maddow on MSNBC did 2.4 million views. Now, she beat Fox News for the first time. She beat CNN for the first time. Okay, huge victory for Maddow. Wow, great. You beat those other guys. But you're still so far down here, it's ridiculous. You're nothing. It's all what's going on in the other media, the internet media. And I've said this before, the internet is going to be the savior for conservatives. It is the future for conservatives. It is the road we need to pave and go down. And God bless him. Elon Musk, I wasn't sure about Elon for a long time. I'm not even saying he's a Republican now. I'm not saying he's conservative now. But the more I hear out of him, the more conservative he gets. He used to always say, oh, I was a liberal Democrat. I'm a liberal Democrat. And then he's like, well, he's gone back and forth. Did he vote for Trump? Did he not vote for Trump? It sort of goes both ways. But now he says, you know, he's pushing conservative ideas. And why is he doing it? Good question. Good answer.
You know, I'm reminded of the scene in The Princess Bride. Great movie.
Great movie.
Where he confronts the person who killed his father. And he says, offer me money. Offer me power. I don't care.
So you just don't care. You want to share what you have to say?
I'll say what I want to say, and if the consequence of that is losing money, so be it.
Great answer. I thought that was beautiful. And honestly, I wouldn't care if it were a liberal saying the things they want to talk about. Honestly, I love when liberals talk about the things they believe in. I think it should be broadcast. And matter of fact, there is a show that, or a channel or a podcast that does. It's called Libs of TikTok. It's what liberals really believe. It's what they espouse, what they want to see happen with you, your family, your children, with taxes, with government, and what they like to do with children and all these other things, especially in the school education forums. That's where they've really taken off. It is pretty astounding, pretty scary a lot of times. And I will say, once again, kudos to Elon Musk. Kudos to him. Why? Never been a leader on this issue, on the social issues. But when Matt Walsh wanted to show his video, What is a Woman? Twitter took it down. Now, not Elon Musk, the people at Twitter. One person quit over it because Elon said, why are you taking this down? Another person had to be fired because they would not put it back up. Not only that, did Elon fire the people that were shutting down free speech of Matt Walsh and his movie, What is a Woman?
What is a woman? Can you tell me that? Well, you're at the Women's March. You must have some idea.
Please, if one person could tell me what a woman is.
You are not here for women. We ask you to leave.
What is that?
I'm a husband. I'm a father of four. I host a talk show. I give speeches. I write books. I like to make sense of things.
A woman is not anything in particular.
There is not one particular thing.
It could be many things to many people.
Some women have penises, right? Some men have vaginas.
I like scented candles, and I've watched Sex and the City.
Yeah.
How do I know if I'm a woman?
That's a great question.
You're not a scientist. You're not a gender studies major.
No.
How do you know that you're a man?
I guess because I got a dick.
Can a man become a woman?
I'm not a woman, so I can't really answer that.
Women only know what women are.
Are you a cat?
No.
Can you tell me what a cat is? Do you want to tell us what a woman is?
I'm a biological woman that medically transitioned to appear like a male. I will never be a man.
And so they go on the internet and they're told that all their problems will be solved if they become a man.
So you worry that there could be a sort of social contagion element of this?
A teeny tiny bit, maybe.
It got me at 42. Your child doesn't have a chance.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted video videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RightEonStore.com today.
Thank you for watching RightEon TV. I'm Caroline Chang, and you can find me at awaytowonersradio.org and also American Media Periscope. You can find me there as well.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. RightEonStore.com.
Everybody, thanks for watching RightEon TV. I'm Dylan Lewis Monroe, and you'll find me at Deep State Bible Project, as well as New Templars on Rumble.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Hey, Gene Ho here. Editor-in-Chief of George Magazine, go to georgemagazine.com. But just want to give a shout-out to Brighteon. Guys, I'm telling you, this is what America needs. This is the truth America needs, so you got to check it out. I'm Gene Ho. Thank you very much.
I'm Anna with The Flame.
I'm Nicole with The Flame.
And you can find us at theflameusa.com. Make sure to go there and subscribe to the fastest growing paper to get people out of the movable middle so we can save our country.
And thank you, Brighteon, for just having us on. We so appreciate you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. RightEonStore.com.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
We'll be right back.
when Matt Walsh wanted to show his video, What is a Woman? Twitter took it down. Now, not Elon Musk, the people at Twitter. One person quit over it because Elon said, why are you taking this down? Another person had to be fired because they would not put it back up. Not only that, did Elon fire the people that were shutting down free speech of Matt Walsh and his movie, What is a Woman?
What is a woman? Can you tell me that? Well, you're at the Women's March. You must have some idea.
Please, if one person could tell me what a woman is.
You are not here for women. We ask you to leave.
What is that? I'm a husband. I'm a father of four. I host a talk show. I give speeches. I write books. I like to make sense of things.
A woman is not anything in particular.
There is not one particular thing.
It could be many things to many people.
Some women have penises, right? Some men have vaginas.
I like scented candles, and I've watched Sex and the City.
Yeah.
How do I know if I'm a woman?
That's a great question.
You're not a scientist. You're not a gender studies major.
No.
How do you know that you're a man?
I guess because I got a dick.
Can a man become a woman?
I'm not a woman, so I can't really answer that.
Women only know what women are.
Are you a cat?
No.
Can you tell me what a cat is? You want to tell us what a woman is?
I'm a biological woman that medically transitioned to appear like a male. I will never be a man.
And so they go on the internet and they're told that all their problems will be solved if they become a man.
So you worry that there could be a sort of social contagion element of this?
A teeny tiny bit, maybe.
It got me at 42. Your child doesn't have a chance.
And you're affirming it with hormones that have never been used in this way.
Puberty blockers, which are completely reversible.
Completely reversible.
One of the drugs used is Lupron, right? Which has actually been used to chemically castrate sex offenders.
You know what? I'm not sure that we should continue with this interview.
You don't want to talk about the drugs that you give to kids or...
How can they be removing the healthy breasts of 15-year-old girls?
There are masculine girls. There are feminine boys. What are we going to do about that? Carve them up?
How can this whole thing be happening, Matt?
I wanted us to have a safe place to be able to talk about this.
Part of me wants to ask why you care so much.
I care about the truth. I care about children. I care about the women who are having their opportunities stolen from them.
Is it transphobic to tell the truth?
The interview's over. Let's turn off the cameras.
Excuse me.
They're fair. I just wanted to know, what is a woman?
And you're not going to find out.
Based on what I'm saying, would you ever want to move to America?
They say no. Never.
We'll see when it comes out.
But he went to the next level and said, everyone needs to watch this video. And he put What is a Woman out on blast. Now, this was huge. The numbers were huge. What is a Woman, now being, since it was broadcast by Elon Musk on Twitter, 179 million views. Now, this is worldwide. 179 million views. People have 179 million times this has been watched by people around the world. Now, it's sort of embarrassing on the world stage because people are going to look at it and say, what is wrong with you Americans? You people are crazy. And I agree. But sometimes the best way to fix a problem is first you have to confront the problem. You have to expose the problem and show what the problem is and how bad the problem is. And then you have reaction. And then you take steps to repair the action. And that's where I think we are right now. So we're exposing it, showing the problem, showing how crazy these people are. And the world is seeing it. And hopefully there should be some shame. Because these people are nuts. I mean, if you want to go dress up as Batman, I don't care. And you want to do your weird stuff in your own, I don't care. You want to dress up as She-Ra, Princess of Power, I don't care. Dress up as whoever you want to be. If that's your thing, I don't care. I have a problem when you start pushing this stuff onto little children and saying you can be whatever gender you want to be. it's crazy. You're pushing psychosis onto people who are unsure, mentally not capable of making good decisions, their own decisions. Listen, how is it we have people saying, you must be 21 to smoke and drink and maybe join the military? I guess you can join the military at 18, but you have to be at least that many years old before you start making adult decisions. And what we have instead is people saying, well, four-year-olds are capable of making decision of what gender they are. It's like me saying, as a four-year-old, I think I'm a pirate. Mom, lop out one of my eyes, cut off my hand, I want a hook, and cut off my leg, I want a peg, because I saw this guy on the TV, and he was a pirate. It looked really cool. So, and everybody told me it was cool, so I want to be a pirate just like him. So where's my hook? Where's my eye patch? Where's my peg leg stump? That's how crazy these people are. They're like letting this stuff. And folks, I don't go with people's preferred pronouns. If you want to say you're she when you're a he, or a he when you're a she, whatever you want. That's your thing. You want to talk to each other and say that's my preferred pronouns. I'm not buying into that. You know why? The same reason if I talk to a schizophrenic person, I don't talk to their imaginary friends. Because they're not real. So I'm not going to sit there and legitimize your psychosis, legitimize your mental instability, legitimize your whatever you're going through by saying, oh, yes, that's normal. That's good. Yes. Oh, I see that. Yes. Oh, you're a man. Oh, when you're really a woman, or you're a woman when you're really a man. Oh, yeah. 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 That's right. No, you're nuts. I mean, I hate to say it. You're mentally unstable. You're not where you need to be. God love you. I hope you get through what you're going through. And most people do. By the time they reach the end of their 20s, the people are going through bouts with problems with homosexuality or transgenderism. By the time they get through their 20s, they realize that was just a phase. That was just something. I think it's a lot of mass psychosis where a lot of people have been pushed into believing one thing over another. All their friends are doing it. It seems real cool. I get a lot of attention, a lot of idolatry. Not necessarily idolatry, but people idolize me for saying this and say how brave I am and strong I am when maybe I'm really just a weak and timid person. That's what a lot of it is. A lot of people are just looking for something, an identity that they can be proud of. And when they don't hear anything, hey, you know, if you're a strong man who takes care of his family, you don't hear that message anymore. You don't hear the messages of the father is good. You hear every father is dumb like Homer Simpson. Watch every mainstream media series right now. The father is a bumbling moron. The wife is the leader of the household. The father couldn't touch two fingers together if he tried because he's so short without his wife. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, this is the message we're putting out in the mainstream media. When reality is just the opposite. A strong man helps his whole family. It keeps the family together. And what they're doing a lot of times is they're destroying, the way they're doing it, they're destroying the family, is pushing everything on women. And not to say women aren't great, not to say women are not capable, but if you look at the number of people who are raised by single mothers and what the ratios are for those kids, what the results are for those kids, it's disastrous. Now, nothing against women. I'm not saying women are wrong or women are bad or women should be punished or women are doing the wrong things. But when there's no father figure in the household, the suicide rates go up. The amounts of alcoholism go up. The amounts of drug addiction go up. The amounts of suicide go up. The amounts of imprisonment go up when there's no father figure. As soon as there's a father figure, even if there's no mother figure, those numbers are very similar to a two-parent household. But if you are just a single mother, your rates are through the roof. So for years, we've been pushing everybody. The kids have to go with the mother. There was not co-parenting. There was not shared parenting. There was not equal parenting. The kids always went with the mother. But what we're finding out now, the statistics point to just the opposite. Really, they need to be going with a father. If you want those kids to have the best results, you want them to graduate from high school, do just about everything, have a successful life, the results are much better when there's a father in the household or when the kids are being watched and guarded over by the father alone than just by the mother alone. Facts are facts. Facts are stubborn things. We'll be right back after this quick message. Reality Camp. We got it all, baby. We're going to throw down today. It's going to be a big show. We got a lot of stuff. Oh, my gosh. Sulu from Star Trek goes after me.
Sulu, beware.
Come on. Sulu, what's wrong with you? We're going to find out. And I'm going to point out all the stuff that's wrong with him in about 2 minutes. So stay tuned after this quick break. We're back. Speaking of space and the final frontier, one of the old friends of the show happened to be on The View and brought up yours truly one more time. Yes, Sulu, go ahead, spout your nonsense.
Best on this show. Yeah. Let's talk about another inclusive, compassionate Republican act. LGBTQ plus rights in Florida are also under attack with things like what gets referred to as the Don't Say Gay Bill. Mm-hmm. There are people who think that talking about sexuality in schools is equivalent to grooming children to be gay. When you hear that, that talking about sexuality means you're getting groomed to be gay, what's your response to that?
Again, it's the same sweeping mentality. I've dealt with the Don't Say Gay Bill about 10 years ago in Tennessee when a local politician, Stacey Campfield, tried to ban teachers of all people, from using the word gay. I mean, it's so important for teachers who are working with young people who are making discoveries about themselves, mm-hmm. to give them guidance and compassionate advice. And
George, you had a line where you said that you got groomed your entire life to be straight. And what happened?
Right.
Well,
It didn't work.
I mean, from the time I was about nine years old, I knew that I was different. Well, even before that, I was imprisoned by my own government because I was different.
Wow. Fighting for Republicans? Is that what he's almost trying to make the argument? Like he was a Republican at one time? I highly, 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 highly doubt that. Seems like the only time anybody ever talks about him is when he talks about Captain Kirk or me. You know, Captain Kirk, I thought Shatner said it very well. The only time anybody ever listens to Sulu or cares about Sulu is when he's talking about him and trashing him. So that's all he knows how to do. Well, the facts are, Sulu, you're wrong in a whole host of issues. Remember this? Everybody sees you always doing that live long and prosper sign thing? Live long and prosper. I guess that doesn't work when you're talking about abortion and killing babies. Come on. Are they somehow not allowed to live long and prosper too? Huh. Okay. Yeah. And oh yeah, my legislation, very similar. Actually, I think it's Florida has copied my legislation, obviously, and put it forward. Actually, a couple of different bills in Florida are moving forward. There's another bill about the media and they're getting money from the government, government subsidizing media's newspapers by making them print huge, astronomical, long-form public notices of foreclosures and things like that. They're half a page, and you have to buy them, and they're very, very expensive. Florida's cutting that out. That was another bill of mine about 10 years ago. But obviously, the one that Sulu calls "Don't Say Gay," which actually does not say that anywhere in my bill, never did, doesn't say in the new bill that just came out in Florida, because it's not there. It talks about what teachers can talk about. That's it. It says you shall talk about these things in the curriculum. Anything outside of that is not allowed, period. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. You know, we don't want to get all conspiracy theory. We're not Jesse Ventura and his conspiracy theory show. Remember that one? That was sort of a little out there. He's a little fringy. You know, we're just having some fun. We love to have fun. We don't have enough hate or envy in our heart to be liberal Democrats. We don't. We're just fun-loving people here on this show who'd like to have fun and talk about politics and the issues of the day. And I hope you do, too. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get some happiness out of it. I hope it perks up your little day. Maybe give you something to talk about tomorrow on the water cooler. But folks, listen, if you're not having a good time, if this show of all shows don't bring you joy, obviously there's something wrong. But listen, if you can't find joy in this, you can't find joy in anything else. I promise you, this show may not change it. If you can't find joy inside yourself, I can't change it. Donald Trump can't change it. DeSantis can't change it. Joe Biden's just going to fall down trying to think about figuring out ways to change it. But there is someone who can change it. And that person can, listen, it's not going to change every bad thing in your life. Your bank account's not suddenly going to be full. You're not going to have tons of money. You're not going to be suddenly sexy like me or something like that. You're not, it's just not all going to fall into place for you. But what it can do is give you a sense of feeling of positiveness inside of yourself. But you have to listen to that voice. You have to listen to that person. And you have to listen for that person. Like I said, he's not going to tell you everything's going to be perfect. It's not. But he can fill that hole inside you like nothing else will. Do you know who I'm talking about? I sure hope you do. So until next week, I hope you have a great week. I hope you're smiling out there. I hope you're having a good time. I'm Stacey Canfield from Brightheon TV, Brightheon Radio. Signing out. I'll see you next week.
If y'all didn't know it, I'll explain it to you. You're all right-wing bigots if you're not into dudes. We get 55 emails each day before noon, reminding us all that everything's gay in June. Your new Apple Watch, your ball cap from Lids, the Walt Disney Channel's got gay shows for kids. Levi jeans makes you start hearing the banjos. Skittles make sure we're all tasting the rainbow. As queer as a $3 bill in Elton John's boots. Remember, everything's gay in June. We see all the stickers outside of the stores. It feels like a glitter bomb at your front door. They're selling men's rompers live on QVC. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy reruns on TV. Move over, you straight folks, and give us your children to groom. Because everything's gay in June. That Target your wife goes to on County Line, even Buzz Lightyear is full of gay pride. As queer as a $3 bill in Elton John's boots. Remember, everything's gay in June. If y'all didn't know it, I'll explain it to you. You're all right-wing bigots if you're not into dudes. We get 55 emails each day before noon, reminding us all that everything's gay in June.